This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's exactly got a past nine. Good morning to you. And Dingo Bang Shilo, Sithethe Zobanaye, uthapsile zikhali. Ngithe if awulibuka uzalo, if awubuke the queen, if awusibuka isitha, angikwazi uhlala kuphi.
Under a rock, for sure.
Hi, uthapsile.
Sanibonani njani.
Siyaphila njani.
Me right lapho.
Hayi bo siyaphila.
Sikhona, sikhona. Like today we've got this stunning lady who is beautiful inside and out. She is an international multi-award winning actress. Certified female farmer, philanthropist, CEO of Lavish Beauty Salon, commercial model, child of God and leader at a women's ministry. And she is currently playing a Ulindiwe Odisita. But in Jay, the queen, the black door, Uzalo, Uye, Sizwan Kai.
Man, that's so nice.
And they have been saying, Uzi, she is the talent to watch.
Definitely.
So we're honored to have you today. Ekuseni, yebo sikuvusile early. Siyazi ukuthi unama shooting schedules. But nje besifisa ukukhuluma nawe kwi Women's Month City.
Oh my God.
Sikubuza ukuthi hamba kanjani?
And
in Pussy, let's say. Hi, very common. Let's go again. So if you saw Lele Gonan and Kwazuku and Zinjani, you know, Sierra Tina City, we are standing on business, Baba.
Oh,
man. Hi, but are we chasing the bag, you know?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
No, thank you so much for having me. Yes, you need to know all of these accolades. I can't tell you anything
about it.
No, it's not about it. It can only be God. It can only be God.
Let's get into it. So, what inspired you to become an actress and what has been your most memorable role to date?
What inspired me? So, Kutiwa. When I was in grade 3, I would write my own plays. I would act in my own plays and I direct my own plays. I don't know how I achieved this, but basically every Friday, eskoleni makuqeda ukuthandaza, ngibele stage in acting one, give a character A, character 2, like give my characters all three, character 1, 2 and 3, all at the same time, direct myself on stage. Guys, namangazi.
In grade 3. Honest,
yes, and it got to a point where my principal was mouth for a meeting, and he was like, "I see, understand what's going on, but your child is truly talented."
Yes.
Because every Friday, ukivela stage, then like elanga muntu, maska tukanda ziyaputo gumtana wako nesi samvinda pela as actor. She actually umfundisi drama. Sometimes I'm sure ukuthi she becomes the actress because we are ithanda lendo and she's talented. To be honest with you guys, it's not like being movie TV. It's something in Azala now because Kulam Yaga, I can't really stay. Understand the acting, but then Belingiende. So, being the Inga Tunkulunkulunje, one is a book Belingari night. You know?
And then how do you prepare for a character when Zinjanjo Uzus Fage, a Gulindi, where Osishi Utapsi Kelen Genaganjan, what to be Gulindi?
That is the most exciting part about acting. It's the most tedious part, but what I usually do is getting character the given characteristics. Because usually, my audition, they give you a brief, and my bala, like a few characteristics. I usually use those characteristics. You are adding in Jelayami to create a three-dimensional human being. I use those characteristics to create a background, your actor. I use it to create my mannerisms, and then I use it to figure out what character it behaves kanjani, mehleli namanye my characters, which is what we call my relationships with other characters within the story. In that way, I'm going to send you a mind map, it has a yonke into ngomuntu or three-dimensional. So that's how I create all of my characters. And one more last spice in Edayo, I use the magic method, which is to ask yourself, what would the character do in this situation? How would a character react in this situation? How would the character relate with any character? So that's how I usually prepare for all of my characters.
It's giving Stannis, Stannis on my 10 steps, man.
Hi, Monique.
And right. Sana and Jangoba City, we are chasing the bag. We're moving to Lavish Beauty Salon.
Yes. This is like, from the pictures alone, we are born ukuthi kuhle laphana kuhle. So, Mama, what led you to open up your own beauty salon?
I started lunch, a mover. When I was in, okay, when I need to buy it, because being a talent, I'm a guy. But when I was in primary, apparently I used to do people's hair, and I had an informal salon at home.
So I bought you.
Yeah, but then I can look at my
back.
I don't know, Landani. But back to your question, then Bali boarding, Bali on the services, then offering Bali name man. In there, in shy price, you only get 90 rand. But I mean, I was in primary, so don't pay me, guys. Your kids are 90 rand, snooping. Your kids, so I'm not singing. So I used to do people's hair a lounge. That I do every week, on Sunday. Magzubuli calling at Sasa. That's why I want to carry people I know more than ever. Cleaner, band, than ever cleaner. So it's something that I've always loved doing. Something that I've always enjoyed doing. I remember writing a proposal. He said, "Come, I'm sure I was in grade 7, and the bonus class, Baba, and he said, 'Uksin je garage la kumiyenze kube salon.' Obviously, I tried sourcing out funding, but my sulega. And in a figure high school, in a kule, in a clean abantu, called to university, and my res, because you would erase that type of school, abantu, my clean. You know, I've always wanted to make extra cash. In a figure goal, all of course, nang maluga.
Ay, bo, wa umluga.
Ay, bo, yes.
Enga sa asho.
So I got to Joburg, and I prayed about, you know, so it's something Eden Velen was against. The only thing is that at some point, because I lacked, I'm a fan, and I caught a little people. But unkulunkula galkoshwanga. So that's how it actually came about.
Oh,
it's something Eden in the front line.
Oh, I love that. And how do you balance the demands of acting and running a lavish beauty salon?
Okay. So acting is more like a 9-to-5. I shoot every single day, day and on Sunday, kuphela. So what I did with the salon, I trained the staff some ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi run it business whether I'm there or not, so that I can be able ukuqhubeka phela ne acting into engiyithandayo. Do you guys understand?
Yeah, so, sure.
Ithimba lami liyazirana, iyakwazi ukuzirana. They only contact me if vela yes, it's gash. Otherwise, they don't iyarana totally whether I'm there or not. And I'm able to shoot every single day. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And then can you tell us about our charitable causes, since you are a philanthropic woman, and the ones that you're passionate about and why they're so important to you?
Wow. You know, charity is my life. So what I usually do almost every month or almost every second month, I choose a children's home, an orphanage, an old age home, getting donate to cool and in Pasha and getting Shimaili Nancia corner or motivate Laban to lend on my calendar 19, Gangsa Hola or 200 rand day. I would save Labo 200 rand and I'd buy groceries and I'd donate. So, into Obonagashi puts the Mangena Luto Bengienza. So I'd say it's a calling, you know, God calls me to be usizo kwabantu abangakwazi ukuzisiza. And the latest charity drive in Yenze, this was out of nowhere. I just woke up and I donated 80% of my clothes. This was around February, birthday. I was like, it's my birthday. I need to give back. I am not talking about impahla zokuya epark. Ngikhuluma ngeimpahla. You know, don't, isn't, you know, ngai teka gashe, ngagui orphanage, Soweto, ganiye zingani za chabula, the following month, na hambisa makrosa, the spend is cut nabo, yinto ngempela enijabulisa yunga phakathi, yinto engibelivele ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngempela wangibizela kuyo, because I really enjoy giving back.
Love it. And then for e-life balance, yakoga, how do you prioritize self-care and maintain energy yako and motivation?
Yeah, well, like a layo, that is so important. I think when I first started in the industry, I thought it's all about chasing the bag. You don't need to rest. Hey, uzo rest. I must show me.
Yes, yebo.
Yebo.
Yeah, but I've had bad experiences with that because I'm a workaholic. I work super hard. So,
Yeah, that's so true.
I had an incident in drama school where I fainted before the performance, like my final performance. This was when, I think 2019, yeah. So, I class Lindy who sing perform it, and when I was laying with the crew, one game lecturer, and he was like, Tapsil, I know you. You need to choose you. You need to rest. Rest is as important as working hard. And mind you, that time, then hosting my club.
Yes, you were doing a lot.
Yeah, girl. Then you hosting my club. You need drama classes during the day. You shoot my bicycle.
Yes.
I think I wasn't even resting. Got to a point where you shoot my bicycle. I'm in the class. You hosting my club. He was like, Tapsile, rest is as important as working hard. Learn to prioritize rest. After that incident, I also need to take care of myself.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to burn out and I won't be able to carry out my task, So I make sure. I'm not available. I'm hiking and I'm unapologetic about it because I understand the importance of preserving your energy because you can't pour from an empty cup, right?
Exactly. And you're always pouring.
Yes, you can't perform at your fullest level if now we are short. So I think just understanding
I love that. And just one more question before if you could have dinner with any inspirational woman, it could be past or present, who would it be and why?
Hopefully
it's me. Sarah.
We are about a woman's month. You must, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. I'm the naming expert, but as a woman of God, Stephanie Ike is a minister of God. She's a woman in Bela. She's a woman of substance. A woman who stands for the truth. I would love to sit down with her and just tap into her anointing and just learn more about ministry, learn more about uhambo lethu noNkulunkulu. And yeah, I think for me, yes, that is the only woman in the whole world in Afunhlala naye ifunde more things about the uhambo lethu.
Amen. I love that. And yes, sikthola kephi on social media and okugcina kuphi ene last ngakuthola khona ke on the screens right now.
Okay, right now, ngingangithola kwiSita, sidlala kuETV 9:30 on weekdays.
Yes.
Yebo, nakuzalo on SABC 1. I think those are the current two shows that we've won right now. Ngingangithola lapho. And then on social media, ngikhona ku Instagram, uThabisile _ Zikhali. Let me repeat it. Thabisile _ Zikhali. I'm not so active on my name platforms like Facebook. So, yeah.
Thank you for choosing to pull through to Vukubangela Breakfast Show. Siyabonga kakhulu for your time. Nalo sikuvusile usalele.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.